Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, while there might be the tiniest chink of hope for ending the war in Ukraine, that doesn't mean that the countries bordering Russia are taking anything for granted. Lithuania has just announced plans to train 22,000 people how to build and operate drones, including children. Lisa O'Carroll is senior correspondent for The Guardian. Afternoon, Lisa.
Afternoon, Sean.
How worried is Lithuania about Russia? I mean, is there evidence of an active threat?
There's no evidence of an active threat, but Baltic states, along with Finland, have been more or less on a, now not a war footing, but in a state of preparedness for war since before Russia invaded Ukraine 3 years ago. So, you know, Finland has been in this state of readiness since the Second World War. And then the Baltic states, as you know, they became independent from Russia, would have had, you know, just a very, very different attitude to defence to even Western Europe, you know, like Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, simply because they border either Belarus or Russia. In Lithuania's case, they have this exclave, Kaliningrad, down below in the south, and then Belarus on the right. And Belarus, as we know, is aligned to Moscow. And of course, those countries that border Ukraine, just in the same way as countries that are bordering Israel at the moment, there is constant air traffic in relation to military activities. So in July, there were two drones that lost their way, so to speak, on their way from a Russian post into Ukraine, and they were deflected by Ukrainian air repellents, whatever methods they use, and they ended up in Lithuania. So, you know, nobody was hurt, and took a while for them to find them. But that is the state of the threat at the moment.
Now, and I suppose the investment in drones that may be partially inspired by the early days of the full-scale invasion, where the Ukrainians used homemade drones very cleverly against the Russian forces. I suppose this is a cheap and effective way of mounting a defence.
In terms of this program for educating children, I think it's more to do with the very different attitude those countries have to defence. I mean, I've never operated a drone, and it's in the media who operate cameras, whether, you know, video or stills, do operate drones. I mean, they're part of everyday sort of tools for media. But, you know, drones are used for all sorts of things, not military, including, as you know, there's a Dublin operation, isn't there, delivering coffees out in Castleknock. But I think just when we put it to the Lithuanian government as to why, asked them why they were educating children, they came back and said, it will improve their technical literacy. It will open new career opportunities for them, potentially in aerospace. So they took a completely different attitude. And of course, they said they were extracurricular courses, so they're not mandatory. And I guess with small children, with, you know, between 8 and 9 in primary school that they intend to educate, they'll be doing that through gaming. You know, they won't actually be building drones, but they'll learn about drones. Mm. And I guess it's, you know, it'll be similar to learning about driving cars. And who knows, when those kids are adults, we could be talking about driverless cars. You know, technology moves so fast.
But the training in it's coming via the Defence Ministry. Is that right? Or is it part of the educational curriculum?
It's Defence and Education departments together.
Yeah. OK. So there's clearly a defence aspect to it.
Yeah. So it's most definitely. But I know, and I'm trying to remember which country, but it might be Finland. The, you know, briefings that we've had in Brussels over the years, one of those Baltic states definitely told me that they could stand up 48,000 people within 24 hours to mount a defence if Russian tanks rolled over the border. The government knows all the email addresses and the physical addresses of each of those 48,000 civil defence people, and they know exactly where they will, what position they will hold if they were called upon at short notice to go to the border and act, you know, mount some sort of defence. So, you know, I think we just don't understand the different perceptions in those Baltic states and even in Poland of the threat. The threat is real. And even when I went to Brussels 2 years ago and Ukraine was a constant topic of discussion, you really got the sense that in Britain and Ireland are so far removed from the continent physically that that expanse of water is a huge protection to the two islands. You know, in Belgium, they were talking about, Belgian diplomats talking about, you know, Germans can just, because there are no mountains, that, sorry, the Russians can just roll over Northern Europe into Belgium, you know, as happened with the Nazis during the Second World War. You know, so there's a reality there that just doesn't exist in Britain or Ireland.
Yeah, indeed. And is it at all controversial that children are being taught these skills?
It doesn't seem to be, no. I checked again this morning and there doesn't seem to be any pushback. I guess it's voluntary. It's not mandatory. And it's the program's been run by the Lithuanian Riflesman Union, along with the Lithuanian Non-Formal Education Agency, which I don't know if there is there a comparative agency like that in Ireland or Britain that does extracurricular courses, but they have that in Lithuania. And it's a tiny country. It's 2.8 million people.
Mm, yeah. And we're not in proximity to Russia, so we've actually no idea at this distance how they must be feeling at the moment. Lisa O'Carroll is a senior correspondent for The Guardian. Lisa, thanks a million.
You're welcome.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.